Blog Talk Radio. Good evening and welcome to Beauty Talk. I'm your host, Janice Tunnell, for today, Sunday, February 9th. Thank you guys for joining us and being with us tonight. We are happy to have you on with us tonight. If you have a comment or question or beauty news of your own to share, please give us a call at 914-803-4399. Again, that number is 914-803-4399. All right. Thank you, guys. We have a beauty news show for you tonight on this beautiful Academy Awards Sunday. And we're also going to talk a little bit about what we've been seeing on the red carpet tonight. So stick around for that as well. We won't be before you too long. But I'm going to bring my sister Denise on the line so she can greet you guys as well.
Good evening, everyone, and once again, welcome to the show. Thank you guys for joining us, and especially thank you to our listeners, especially thank our listeners from around the world who join us each and every week, and if you can't join us live, they definitely join us via the playback and our archive shows, so we definitely want to say thank you to all of our listeners here in the U.S., as well as our listeners in the UK, our listeners in Australia, our listeners in Canada, our listeners in Africa, and again, all over the world. We thank you for being supporters of ours throughout the years. And we don't take it for granted that you all will listen. So we just continue to say thank you each and every week just to show our appreciation. And speaking of Oscars, I'm looking at a little bit of the red carpet, and I just have to say Regina King looks amazing. Amazing.
Yes, she's wearing.
And I'm noticing.
I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
No, I was saying she's wearing a soft pink Versace dress that has a train, and it fits her body perfectly. She has such a wonderful body as well. Just a beautiful shape. She's wearing these thin-strapped, chunky-heel, satin platform sandals by Stuart Weitzman, which is also a soft pink, matches beautifully. It looks amazing on her. just from head to toe, she looks amazing. I love the hair, the soft makeup. Everything is just so pretty, simple, and clean, and she looks elegant.
Exactly. And I think just, you know, briefly just glancing, I think that's what the one word we can use to describe a lot of the, you know, basically a lot of the ladies, but everybody pretty much on a red carpet. It's just elegance. They all look soft, simple, really, really pretty, girly, ladylike, you know?
Right. What about your girl, Zazie Beetz?
I didn't see her. I'll have to look up online and check her out. But just really nice. All the men look pretty dapper on the red carpet. It's just, oh my God. I think I saw another soft pink dress. It's just beautiful. I'm not even sure of the direction of the colors of the dresses this year, but it's just simple elegance, like you said. It's just elegant.
Yeah, I've seen
very
a lot
nice.
Of black, and Zazie actually wore black. It's a very classic look. Her jewelry was amazing. I'm seeing a lot of bold statement pieces when it comes to jewelry. She has really nice jewelry. I don't remember who the designer is. But her look is clean as well, nice, subtle makeup, and she's wearing her natural hair like she always does. But her natural hair looks amazing, the way that it's styled. She, again, is just classic, elegant. I love it.
Yeah, I see her. I see her now. I'm online looking at her now. And yeah, she looks great. Like a soft, smoky underneath the eye. Because her hair is kind of covering her eyelid. I mean, it looks like she does have a little shadow on her eyelid, but just kind of like a soft smoke liner underneath her eye. Nice subtle shimmer on her cheekbone, and just, you know, pretty much nude lips. She looks great.
Yeah. And Janelle Monáe, when I saw her on the carpet, it's typical Janelle Monáe style of dressing. But one of the things that stood out to me, it was very Grace Jones-ish.
Yes.
If you know, if you remember seeing her, she's very Grace Jones, you know.
And it was
nice, though. She looked nice.
Yeah, she really did. I'm seeing a lot of red lips.
Yeah, she always stands out. You know, whether that's good or bad, but she always stands out in some way with her look.
Yeah.
Janelle Monáe.
Yeah. Yeah. And Zazie with her, I mean, her jewelry is gorgeous. It's like diamonds and emeralds. Beautiful. Beautiful.
Those are the three that really stood out to me. Like everyone, from what I've seen, looked really nice. But those were the three that really, really stood out to me when I did see the red carpet show.
Yeah, awesome. It's awesome. Awesome. Well, on to the show. Did you have anything else before we started the show?
Oh, no. As far as red carpet, no, that was it. I'm really looking forward to seeing Cynthia Erivo to see what she's wearing. She really surprises me on the red carpets at some of these award shows. She really she comes with it with the outfit. So I'm really looking forward to seeing what she's going to wear tonight. I do know that Regina and Zazie both are presenting.
Okay,
that
nice.
I do know. But I can't think of anybody else that we may know or worked with that I didn't recall seeing anybody on the carpet. And I don't know who else is presenting, but I was only able to watch the carpet for probably about an hour and a half before preparing, you know, getting ready for the show. So didn't see too many.
Right.
I'm sure I'll catch everything else online, but I think everyone looks really nice.
Nice. Nice. Well, great. Well, speaking of Oscars, I wanted to mention tonight about someone who's nominated for makeup tonight for the movie Bombshell, Vivian Baker. For those of you who may not know Vivian, she's the owner of The Makeup Light, along with her husband, Michael. But Vivian's been in the business a while, for a very long time. She's a great makeup artist, and she's nominated tonight for an Oscar for the movie Bombshell. She's one of the ones that we know, so that's why I wanted to highlight her tonight. But I just wanted to read a little bit of some of her other accomplishments, some of the other projects that she's worked on over the years. It may be familiar to some of you. Of course, she's Bombshell. She was makeup department head for that. She was personal makeup artist for Blake Lively in the rhythm section. She's done Avengers Endgame, and she was a makeup artist for Chris Pratt. Then we have A Simple Favor. Again, Blake Lively, personal makeup artist. Jurassic World, Fallen Kingdom. Avengers Infinity War. Guardians of the Galaxy. Passengers. Again, makeup artist for Chris Pratt, as well as makeup department head. All I See Is You. She was a makeup artist for Blake Lively. Selfless. She was a makeup artist for Ryan Reynolds. So she's kind of, a lot of these shows, she's like department headed some, and some she was a personal for, and some she was both a personal and a makeup department head. But I just wanted to read the actual project itself. Jurassic World, Mississippi Grind, You're Not You, The Homesman, Paradise, Mary and Martha, Oz, The Great and Powerful, The Apparition, New Year's Eve, Footloose, Hick, Wilfred, which is the TV series, Pirates of the Caribbean, on Stranger Tides. She just worked as a makeup artist in that. The Resident, Love and Other Drugs, Conviction, and the list goes on and on. But we want to send our congratulations to Vivian for her nomination, and hopefully she'll win.
Yes, hopefully she'll win.
We shall see.
It's going to be an interesting Oscar.
Yeah. It really will be. It really will be. And then just wanted to mention that IMATS Vancouver is the next one up for IMATS, and that will be taking place April 4th through 5th. Some of you may remember IMATS being later on in the year, but it is taking place April 4th through 5th. It's being switched with the New York IMATS. So IMATS Vancouver, again, April 4th through 5th at the Vancouver Convention Center, in the West Exhibition Hall, West Exhibition Level Hall B. For some of you who are interested in tickets are available now. And from what I'm understanding, tickets are a lot cheaper this time around. I think on Saturday, the tickets are $25, I believe, and then on Sunday the tickets are $15, and then and that's before, I want to say, sometime in March, like March 10th or something like that. If you get the tickets before then, on Saturday they're $25, and on Sunday they are $15, and then after that date, the tickets on Saturday will be $29, and I believe the tickets on Sunday will be $20. Somewhere around there, but so much cheaper than a $65 ticket or a $35 ticket.
Okay, and you said they're swapping with New York. So what month will New York be?
New York will be in September.
Gotcha. Okay.
New York will be in September.
Speaking of trade shows, just want to mention that for this year, 2020, the makeup show is scheduled to be in Europe this year at Amsterdam, June 20th through 21st, in Amsterdam, and in Vancouver, That's kind of new. Vancouver, November 14th through 15th. So just putting that out there, the makeup show. And I believe next up for them is March 21st through 22nd in Houston. So they normally, they always do the Houston show. Or let me, is that right? Or is it Dallas?
I can't remember. Dallas.
Okay. Well, there's a Houston
Dallas.
Show. Well, there's a Houston show March 21st through 22nd. So I don't know if they're doing, well, they are still doing Chicago. And in Chicago and NYC is still happening. But Houston and then Amsterdam and Vancouver. So those sound like new locations for them. So just wanted to put that bit of information out there as well. And then from PBA, I know I've talked about this a couple times before, but just reiterating, this is a big issue in the beauty community, particularly for salon and spa owners and employees, paying taxes on tips, and they don't even get to see the tip income. And so what I'm talking about is supporting the FICA tax tip credit. The Small Business Tax Fairness and Compliance Simplification Act, known commonly in the beauty industry as the FICA tax tip credit, would extend the current 45B FICA tax tip credit to salon and spa owners while providing equality and increased compliance for America's small businesses in the salon and spa industry. Again, this is a big thing for the salon and spa industry community. Like the restaurant industry, salon and spa professionals receive a significant amount of their income through tips, which by law must be reported as income. Beauty industry employers are responsible for paying 7.65% of the FICA, which is Social Security and Medicare, taxes on all employee income, including customer-paid tips. Now, salon and spa owners do not receive any of this tip income, yet are required to pay taxes on it. Okay, so you can take action on H.R. 1349 or take action on S-2634. Those are two bills that you can take action on. If you want to take action, you can go to probeauty.org to find out more information. And they're also asking, ProBeauty is also asking if you would donate. They need your support. So PBA has championed the FICA tax tip credit legislation for nearly a decade. They need your support to help them fight to keep dollars where they belong in our salons and spas. For donations of $5,000 or more, or to even learn more about other ways you can support this legislation, you may contact Myra Reddy, and she's at Myra, M-Y-R-A, at probeauty.org, or you can give her a call at 800-468-2274. Again, that's 800-468-2274. Extension 3451. Again, that's extension 3451. Also, I just wanted to talk, I just kind of wanted to introduce something new to our beauty news segments. And basically, it's basically introducing a new product or a new ingredient or something that's product related to share information with you guys. And one of the things, one of the products, rather, that I wanted to talk about, the brand is not new, and neither is this particular product, but I wanted to be go specific about the particular product. And it's the beauty products from Desert Harvest. Desert Harvest has a slew of products, you know, anywhere from hand and body lotions to rosacea gels, and their very famous aloe vera gel, which they established in 1994. I just wanted to talk a little bit about the aloe vera gel. Aloe vera gel happens to be one of my favorite products to use. I remember when I had chickenpox at 26, a family friend suggested that I use aloe vera. She is a nurse, and she suggested that I use aloe vera on because they were all over my face. They left so many scabs all over my face and body and head. And she suggested that I use aloe vera gel on the scabs that were on my face. It was almost like an instant difference from when I put them on to the next day. Like that skin had shed completely, and it was allowing my, the areas on my face to heal and everything to look normal again quickly. So I just wanted to share a couple tips or facts about aloe vera gel. Okay, aloe vera is anti-inflammatory. It's antibacterial, antifungal, antiviral. It's an antiseptic and an anesthetic. It contains more than 75 vitamins, minerals, amino acids, salicylic acid. And it also helps with the reduction in swelling, redness, and irritation. Aloe vera helps with collagen production and tissue regeneration and is an ideal ingredient to use for burns, eczema, sunburns, psoriasis, rosacea, acne, bug bites, didn't know that, poison ivy or oak, hives, rashes, shingles. You can even use it for dandruff. Okay, that's very new to me. Thinning hair, dryness. You can use it as an aftershave, under makeup. Use it under makeup. You can use it for any kind of skin irritation. So basically, in other words, it's an all-purpose beneficial balm for the skin. I know I mentioned rosacea earlier, but also not only rosacea, but it's also good for tattoo care when you have a new tattoo, for foot care. So many benefits. I had no idea. I just used it again, like I said, for the scabs that were on my face from as a result of chickenpox. And I do know that you can use it on sunburn, and there are some other things that I've used it for, but had no idea, and it had all of those benefits. The ingredients included in the Desert Harvest products are chosen from their quality, purity, and therapeutic properties. And so they only use natural preservatives, no fillers, and no artificial perfumes. The Desert Harvest line of products is fast. That's the aloe vera gel, the rosacea gel. So many products that really help with skin irritants and skin issues that you may have. So I suggest you guys go out and check out the products that they have at Desert Harvest. That is desertharvest.com. It's DesertHarvest.com. And if you don't get anything, at least get the aloe vera gel, because as you heard, it helps with so many things, so it would probably be beneficial to purchase that product, if nothing else. Okay, it's the Desert Harvest line of products, specifically their aloe vera product that I'm mentioning tonight.
Nice. So, every time we do one of these beauty news shows, I always like to include something from social media, mainly Facebook. A lot of times it's foolishness. but I like to just to get your opinion. And so there was a post. I was on the In My Kit page that run by Kevin James Bennett. And there was a post by a young lady. This is an old post, late last year. And she shared, basically she says, before there were influencers, there was Bobby and Kevin James Bennett. She's really mixing contour and certain foundation techniques. How does that make everyone feel? She's referring to Bobby Brown when she says before there were influencers, there was Bobby Brown. And I think Bobby Brown's advertising her her masterclass. It's like her online classes.
Mm-hmm.
And I was reading some of the comments, and it, you know, I had to kind of stop. It was like one of the very first comments I saw. I just had to kind of stop and step back from the comments for a second because I'm like, really? Is this what you think? So Bobby says that what she finds beautiful is someone who is kind, happy, and authentic. We're all different, and celebrating those differences is what makes us interesting and unique. That's why I think the right makeup can make anyone a better version of themselves, because it's about enhancing who you are, not covering yourself up. So she says in her new masterclass, she shares her makeup techniques and philosophy so you can feel confident, comfortable, and beautiful in your own skin. So it sounds to me, obviously, that these classes are probably something for the everyday woman, because as we know, makeup artists nowadays, nobody wants to hear anything about enhancing their look. Everybody wants to cover up, whether they're doing their own makeup or whether they're doing someone else's makeup. They all want to cover up and not necessarily enhance what's there, and mainly because most people aren't happy with themselves. You know, so that's already an issue. And being, you know, I've freelanced for Bobby Brown for, I mean, probably a good 5 years. So I can, you know, I'm sold on her philosophy of makeup and her the techniques that she used. And so then yes. The very first comment that I read was from somebody named Bo Nelson. And he says, Bobby Brown revolutionized the makeup business, and she made some amazing products. As a makeup artist, I don't think she is particularly skilled, but she made things easy for women to get a look together, and that is her talent, not actually doing makeup. So you have five people who, you know, either love that comment or put a thumbs up, and Kevin James Bennett was one of them. And so I find that, first of all, to be disgusting. But I had to take a step back because that's his opinion. So I can't say somebody's wrong if that's their opinion.
Right.
But basically, my opinion is, who are you to say that somebody's not skilled? Just because you haven't seen certain things from a makeup artist doesn't mean that they're not skilled. And just because a makeup artist makes someone look like themselves and enhances that person's natural beauty doesn't mean that they're not a skilled makeup artist. Now, Bobby Brown has been on many, you know, at many fashion weeks. She's had teams at many fashion weeks, and she's been there herself doing makeup for fashion shows.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? She's got a resume. Just because in her books, you know, she's doing everyday women. She's making women feel good about themselves. And to me personally, that's what we should be using makeup for. We should be using I understand that there's an art to it all, but sometimes we have to come out of there being so much art. Sometimes we have to come out of being an artist so much and really give women the look that they need for whatever it is they're doing or for wherever it is that they're going. But sometimes most makeup artists tend to do the same thing on everybody no matter what. Some people just want to beat their faces so that somebody else can say that they know how to do makeup.
But that's kind of the point of what she was doing. Her audience with that cosmetics line was the everyday woman. So when you
exactly.
when you're working with the everyday woman and you're demonstrating how to apply makeup for the everyday woman, you're not going to be doing all of these theatrics, all of this heavy contouring and highlighting and baking and whatever else. You're not going to be doing all of that. So you're not going to see her do
right.
that. Just because you don't see her do it doesn't mean she doesn't know how to do it. And I don't know if the fact that people haven't seen it, is that if that's why they're speaking to her skill level. I never looked at Bobbi Brown as a person who, when I'm thinking about, oh, how do I do all of this, I don't know, for the lack of better terms, this great makeup. Bobbi Brown was not somebody I thought about looking to. But when it came to, you know, having a question about how to deal with certain skin tones or certain age groups of women, I could always refer to Bobbi Brown's lessons and her, you know, her ideals on makeup. One of the things that I loved about her line back when I was freelancing with Bobbi Brown, she was one of the one lines that any race or skin tone of a woman could show up at her counter, you know, and that went from the foundations to the lip colors. You know what I'm saying? Like, women of all races could come to her counter and feel comfortable with what they were going to receive. You
right.
know, of course you could do that at MAC back then, but I'm just saying, like, for most lines and a lot of lines, you couldn't do that. You know, you can go to Trish McAvoy, you know,
right.
and get anything for any skin tone. So that, I just feel like she operated and worked in the realm of who she was directing her product line to, you know?
Right.
And so I don't know if all of this is being said because they're trying to say, you know, not to take her masterclass because she wasn't a great or skilled artist. I feel like her work for itself speaks for itself and says why you can take a masterclass from a Bobbi Brown. And I think because we live so much now in this social media age and we've seen so much from so many people, half of them aren't even makeup artists, but we've seen so much that was so good and then a whole lot of bad as well. And because we get a lot of our references from social media now, that I think some people are so confused as to what's good and what's not. And they're getting confused, like there's a influencer or somebody like that who could say, hey, I'm doing a class and it would be packed. And they just started doing makeup a couple months ago. But because they have a
right.
huge following, people are going to follow. But then you have someone who has put in the work and the time.
Right.
Can show you how to do corrective makeup if you're a makeup artist. Could show an everyday woman, you know, how to, you know, enhance her own beauty with everyday products.
Well, see, this is
She's
what we have to get out of.
Exactly.
This is what we have to get out of. We have to get out of thinking just because somebody's not doing what's trending on Instagram that they can't do makeup. You know, because somebody's not highlighting and contouring every single person that they do, it doesn't mean that they can't do makeup. Because what really tells me that somebody can't do makeup is the person that's sitting there doing all the highlighting and contouring to every single person that they do, highlighting and contouring the same exact way on every person. To me, that says you can't do makeup, because that's stupid, to be honest with you, because that tells me you're not looking at the person that's sitting before you. You're not actually seeing what needs to be brought forward, what needs to recede. You're just doing the same old, you know, like I call it, paint by numbers makeup application. The same paint-by-numbers makeup application. So we have to get out of thinking that, you know, a natural enhancement is not a good makeup. I shouldn't, if you know, if I'm getting my makeup done or if I'm doing a bride, that bride should look like herself, but enhanced in such a beautiful way. That bride should not, look like somebody that her future husband can't recognize. But that's what we're seeing all over social media. So it's crazy. It's really crazy.
Mhm. Yeah. Yeah. Because, you know, everybody has a different hand. Everybody's makeup is going to be different. Somebody's going to always do makeup better than you, you know, or you're going to always do better makeup than somebody else. So all of that, that part right there is just a matter of opinion. I just feel like, but when somebody's talking about teaching a class and the making of the comments, I don't even think anybody should even go that direction. What's the purpose of that comment? Part of it was great. Then the other part was just a matter of opinion, which to me was not so great. Like, what was the whole purpose of that? I don't feel like because of her accomplishments and what she's offered this beauty industry, I don't think anything should have been said, anything other than, you know, she's somebody great to learn from.
Right.
Because there's a whole lot of makeup artists out there who may have freelanced with Bobbi Brown Cosmetics. There's a lot of artists out there who may have worked for the cosmetics brand altogether. There's a lot of makeup artists out there who bought her books over the years and have learned something. Some of them may even learned how to do makeup from reading her books. But she's given back to the industry in such a great way, and she only has great things to offer. You can only learn something. I believe, because I have her books as well as I've freelanced with the line for several years. So I just think if you were to take her class, it would be a win-win.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Actually, I think as a makeup artist, you can definitely learn so much from Bobbi Brown. So much. Because, oh, my God, Cynthia Erivo. I'm sorry, she stopped me in my tracks. Oh, my God, she looks amazing.
I told you.
Amazing.
She always looks great on the red carpet.
But, oh, God, I can't even speak. Okay. I'm not a fan of the rings on her finger, but she looks amazing. But, you know, I think a makeup artist could learn so much, though, from Bobbi Brown. Because you think about it, a lot of the looks that are on magazine covers, there's nothing over the top. There's not a whole lot of, you know, contouring and all of that kind of, and highlighting on these magazine covers. And if it is, it's very subtle. When you contour and you highlight someone, it should not stand out. It should not stand out before the makeup. You know what I'm saying? Like, that shouldn't be visible, but it should be there. And just by looking at them, you should be able to tell that it was done. But it shouldn't be jumping off of the face. Shouldn't be jumping off of the face. Not with today's technology. You just can't have that. And I think Bobbi Brown made a statement, I think on her, whatever you want to call it, she did something about her master classes. And she basically was saying that, you know, you shouldn't be contouring the nose. You know, she says nothing's wrong with your nose. And, you know, the things that she was saying, basically about the little things about the makeup, basically she's telling these women to love yourself. Love yourself, because all of these women, they're out there, they're trying to contour their nose, make their noses smaller. They're trying to, you know, I think we often think that we're not good enough. And I think this is where she's coming from. And so many, and it just reminds me so much of Michelle that we spoke with last week. And it's like Michelle Emick. And it just, you know, it's almost like these women think that they're not good enough and that they're constantly having to change something because, again, these women are going for perfection and not just
right.
simply better. So the makeup should enhance just to make you look better, but not to make you look so perfect, which really some of that so-called perfection with this makeup, women look horrible to me because, like, again, you know, the highlight and contour stands out more than the makeup does.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know,
absolutely.
That's my little bit of foolishness for the beauty news.
You know, I just wanted to say, go back to the red carpet. I don't know if you've noticed, but everyone's wearing a thin strapped, high platform shoe. You know, I wish we'd had a fashion stylist on with us tonight because I want to know what the deal is with that. And it looks amazing. But do you know what? Also, that I'm noticing that everybody that's wearing these platform shoes are all short girls as well. So,
yeah,
you know, they need the hype. But I agree. I had to go online and see Cynthia. I haven't seen it live, but her dress is amazing. She looks amazing. I think it's definitely her style. It's perfect on her. Again,
yeah.
Like I'm not a fan of like all the rings. And the nails, the gaudy, you know, the look of the nails with the designs. And that's just my personal thing. I'm not into nail designs, but I don't like the extremely long nails with designs. That's her little, that's the thing that she does all the time. But the gown, oh my goodness, it's stunning. The platform shoe, I love it. I don't know so much about the makeup. It's fine. It's typical of, I guess it's typical of her look. I think I probably would have
thought it was
liked
beautiful.
It.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah. No, I
what
just think,
just
I don't know. I think I probably would have liked to have seen a little less on the eye, but I think maybe they went that direction because, you know, she's wearing all white and they wanted to bring some color.
Yeah,
color.
And you know, Cynthia, that's kind of Cynthia's way with, you know, if there's going to be something that's over the top. You know, the ears are going to be blinged out from top to bottom. She's going to have a ring just about on every finger, maybe two on some. And it's just like, you know, the big, not just long, but the big gaudy nails with the rings and the ear jewelry, that's going to always be her, you know?
Yeah. I agree. Well, it's interesting, and the show starts very soon, so I can't wait for us to be able to next week announce the winner for makeup. That's going to be
nice.
Interesting.
Yeah.
It's going to be interesting. We'll have that for you guys next week. And also, speaking of Cynthia, it'll be nice to see if she gets this EGOT. So if she's going to win anything, she's been nominated for 2 awards. So if she gets one, she'll be the youngest to ever have an EGOT. So it'll be interesting.
And explain that to everybody who doesn't know what that is.
So that's just if you've won an Emmy, E, a Grammy, G, an Oscar, O, and a Tony, T. So she's won a Tony Award, she's won a Grammy Award, and she's won an Emmy Award. So she only has an Academy Award or an Oscar to win to have an EGOT. So we shall see. We shall
yeah.
see. Going to be interesting.
Well, wishing her luck tonight and just in wishing all the nominees good luck, and hopefully they will enjoy the show and just hopefully they've just enjoyed the whole process leading up to this. So,
yeah, I know it's got to be exciting. So,
yeah.
Well, you can tell everyone where they can follow us online.
They can follow us on Facebook. We're Beauty Talk Online Radio. They can follow us on Twitter. We're Beauty_Talk. Then on Instagram, we're Beauty_Talk_Media. And, you know, follow us there on Instagram for sure. And check out, like, the guests that we have coming up. Each week we'll be having posts out there and on Facebook as well. And we'll have everything go to Twitter as well, too. So you can follow us to find out who our guests will be for the upcoming weeks. And then you can follow Janice and I both just simply by our names. Janice Tunnell, that's spelled JanicTunnell. And you can follow her on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram with by that handle. And then you can follow me, Denise Tunnell, that's DeniseTunnell, again, on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
All right. Well, we will leave you guys tonight with just a commercial from one of our sponsors. So have a wonderful night and have a beautiful and blessed week. Good night, everybody.
See you all next week. Good night.
How would you like to become friends with benefits? I'm sure that got your attention. I'm talking about FriendsBeauty.com, now offering a benefits discount program to all of our friends. That's right. Professionals that qualify can save up to 40% and non-professional consumers up to 10% just for setting up a free account online. At Friends Beauty, we offer a huge range of products, including beauty makeup, special FX and theatrical makeup, skincare, wigs and extensions, styling tools, and more, with thousands of brands at the best prices. We've been in business since 1940 and pride ourselves on ensuring our friends have the best shopping experience ever. Sign up for our Friends discount program and shop with us today at Friends, that's FRENDS, no I, beauty.com. FriendsBeauty.com. We also offer studio services for production orders at 818-691-691. 1294. That's 818-691-1294. Join our program and become a friend with benefits today.